back to a new episode of The Happiness Hit. I am your host, Elle Edwards, founder of the Itchy Soul Playground, and Yuya. Now, in today's episode, I want to encourage you to look out for those occasions or be open to those occasions when you're surprised by happiness. So the context for this morning, it was at the time of recording, Saturday, although this episode will go live on Sunday because I like to be just a teeny tiny bit ahead of the game because otherwise, you know, stress and stuff. But Saturday morning, I got up at 6:30, which I know for some people listening, if you're not an early bird, you're like, oh, 6:30 on the weekend. That's awful. And if I hadn't had enough sleep, I would be inclined to agree with you. However, I had the best sleep. It was amazing. My husband was working late. Nobody needed me. So I went up to bed, not even exaggerating. I was in bed by 8:00 last night and I didn't go to sleep straight away. I was just pottering. I had my notebook. But I then did put some music on. I just drifted off to sleep. It was glorious. So I woke up at 6:30 and it was, I felt refreshed and wide awake. And yes, quite candidly, I woke up because the dogs needed to go out. But sometimes when that happens at the weekend, if I don't feel like I've had enough sleep, I'll go back to bed. Today, though, I was like, yeah, this feels great. So I made myself a cup of coffee and I sat cutched up in the room with the lamp on and it was peace and quiet. And I just sat there and I just felt this overwhelming sense of, yeah, everything is good. Even though if I looked around outside the door of the room I was sitting, our house is an absolute chaos. Next week, as some of you know, we're starting some building work. There's walls falling down. Not falling down. They're going to be knocked down. Don't worry, the house is okay. Our house at the moment is in absolute chaos. I have a fridge and a freezer in the hallway. My office is full of nonsense. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But in that moment, everything felt good. I mean, as an aside, all of the nonsense that's going on in our house is for a bigger purpose. And the days when I'm like, oh, this is a lot, I just remind myself it'll be worth it because the kitchen at the end will look amazing. But it's still a lot. It's overwhelming. However, in that moment this morning, as I was sat there quietly with my coffee, it was just lovely. And it just struck me that sometimes we can almost be surprised by those moments of happiness. And so I want to encourage you just to keep an open mind. Be aware of those times when happiness almost creeps up on you. And because of the reticular activating system, which, yes, I will share with you tomorrow, I promise. But because of the way your brain is wired, the more that you allow yourself to be open to the idea of being surprised by happiness, the easier and easier it becomes to see those moments that make you smile. Like I've shared with you before, life isn't about the big occasions. I mean, the big occasions are fun, but actually the real secret to happiness is finding the delight in regular day-to-day life. And so those moments when you just get surprised by, oh, wow, I had that this morning. It was really, really nice. And quite honestly, I find it really easy to smile most of the time. And yes, you could argue, well, that's okay for you, Elle, you work from home. And yeah, I know lots of people are working from home right now because of COVID, but I've been self-employed since 2012. So I've been doing the whole working from home thing for a long time now. So I understand at the same time that it's easy for me to go, oh yeah, just find things to be happy about. But I'm not immune to the day-to-day things that cause stress. Please don't think just because you hear me talking about happiness a lot that my life is somehow magically perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect life. Instead, I'm here to remind you and encourage you to keep your eyes open for those little random things in your day that help you smile. Allow yourself to be surprised by happiness. And when it happens, sit in that feeling for a moment. If you can, notice where you feel that happiness in your body. Enjoy it. Allow yourself to enjoy those feelings of happiness. Don't just rush on to the next thing. Notice it, enjoy it, and then look out for more of the same. And as always, I would love, love, love to hear your experience of some of these things. So do please leave me a voice message. There'll be a link in the show notes where you can do that, and it's super easy. If you don't want to have your share included in one of the future episodes, please just say so and I will obviously honour that. But if you're happy to have your little story or your happenstance included, then brilliant, we can do that. I love the idea of creating community even as we do this happiness in the podcast. So I look forward to hearing, literally hearing, how you get on with this. In the meantime, smile, have yourself a delightful day. And of course, my ever-present reminder, if you enjoy these short little episodes, I have a feeling you would enjoy it even more in the Itchy Soul Playground, yuya.com/join, where you can find out more and come and join us. I'll be back tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.